ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Put links in, and you can read through the community notes, and you can start seeing, you know, different points of view about an assertion that I made. And those community notes oftentimes lead me running down rabbit holes to find out, okay, well, let's see what that community note says, and is that a reliable source? And if so, what are they telling me about it? What do they leave in? What do they leave out? It's just turned into a much more usable platform than it ever was before. Now, again, there are things that aren't great about it too, but nonetheless, it gives me the opportunity to comment on things in real time that are happening. And I tend to go in spurts. You know, it'll be a lot of posts and then it'll be a dry spell and a lot of more posts. But it's a great way for me to interact with you and see what you think about what it is that I say. So that's why I often ask if not beg, for you to go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I want to talk about, I kind of understand now why the cabal was so insistent that, one, they opposed Tulsi Gabbard to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Trump's Director of National Intelligence. I mean, they really went after her, claiming that she was a traitor and she was a liar and she was stupid and, I mean, just horrible things about her. I think I now know why they made all those claims. Because they were scared to death of what she might do. Now, so far, this has not hit the cabal, the dominant media, like I thought it would. But they're not going to be able to ignore it. Let me open up Drudge real quickly. Let's see. Nope. It appears to me that Drudge is trying to avoid it. Drudge is all right now, and I use Drudge as a thermometer, because Drudge has gone from being right of center to being very left of center, but it's a great, what they do is they go to all these sources, it's an aggregator, and they put all of these headlines on, and they sometimes use the headlines from the story, and sometimes they write their own headlines. But it's a great thermometer, a great barometer about how the cabal sees the stories of the day. Well, the story I'm about to share with you ought to be all over Drudge, and it's not. Let's sum it up this way. Tulsi Gabbard has disclosed and declassified documents that show how the Russia hoax was created. Let me just give you a quick overview before I get into the details. There was an actual presidential daily brief, the same briefing that the presidents have gotten for decades, the same brief that I would get when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. And my briefer would come in from the CIA, hand me the brief. I'd start going through it. They might have certain sections highlighted. And there would be certain sections that would be of particular interest to me that I might go look at, and I could ask the briefer any questions. And they would either give me the answer or they'd say, hey, you know, we don't know. Let us find out and we'll get back to you. It'll be in tomorrow's brief. Those were real intel assessments. Well, the real intel assessment that started all of this got buried. In fact, when it was delivered to the White House, they looked at it and said, nope, send that back. We're not going to go down that path. We're going to go down a narrative. So they actually changed the brief, not based on any intel, but based upon a narrative that they wanted to set so that they could justify the Russia collusion hoax. Now, I've not had time to dig as deep as I want to into this, but I didn't want to wait till Monday, so you get the benefit of my overview of kind of what's taking place. Start with this. The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, released these documents that proves once and for all that Barack Obama orchestrated the coup against incoming President Donald Trump back in 2016. Gabbard wrote on X this. Again, another point why I think X is important. Quote, these documents detail a treasonous conspiracy by officials at the highest level of the Obama White House to subvert the will of the American people and try to usurp the president from fulfilling his mandate. Now, not only do these documents demonstrate that the intelligence community did not believe that Russia could before or did afterwards interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Gabbard's report disclosed a very important 24-hour period where former FBI Director James Comey suddenly parted ways with his intel colleagues who at that time were preparing a PDB, the Presidential Daily Brief, indicating that the Russians did not meddle in the election. So Comey intervened and told the briefing participants to remove the FBI seal from the file. An FBI official indicated in writing, quote, FBI will draft a dissent soon. So the next day, which happened to be December 9, 2016, Obama assembled all of his top advisors. You might call them the co-conspirators. James Comey was there. The director of the CIA, John Brennan, was there. The national security advisor, Susan Rice, was there. His White House Homeland Security advisor, Lisa Monaco, she was at this two-hour, we call them principals meeting. Anytime that level is together, anytime that I would go to the Oval Office or the Roosevelt Room or the White House Situation Room, and there were other people at my level and above, that was called a principals meeting. They happen all the time. Well, that day, December 9th, is the same day that those Obama operatives actually started leaking false intelligence information to the Washington Post and other outlets. Quote, the Washington Post, the CIA has concluded in a secret assessment that Russia intervened in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win the presidency rather than just to undermine confidence in the U.S. electoral system, according to officials briefed on the matter. That's December 9, 2016. It was reported by the Washington Post national security reporter, who Gabbard actually accused of harassing DNI employees and stalking her family in Hawaii. That's the co-author of this article. It gets even worse. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
The best moments in life weren't meant to sit in a box, gathering dust in the attic or stuck on outdated tapes. They're meant to be seen, heard, and shared again and again.
Oh, look how little you were.
That's why Legacy Box exists, to help you preserve and relive your family's history. Imagine being able to text a video of your grandparents to your kids or share a childhood memory with your siblings in seconds.
Wow, I haven't seen this in years.
Legacy Box makes it that easy. Just fill your Legacy Box with all your analog media. Send it to our headquarters in Tennessee, where we digitize everything by hand. And in just a few weeks, we'll send back your originals, digitized, preserved, and stored in the cloud, so you can easily stream, download, and share your memories anytime, anywhere. Join the millions of families that have trusted Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the disclosure by Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, of these documents that prove that the Russia hoax was deliberately contrived. They actually altered the presidential daily brief to reflect their new narrative that they wanted, because the intel showed just the opposite. Unfreaking believable. I know many people are thinking, really, Mike? You think it's unbelievable? I think it's so absurd. It's so disingenuous, and it's so wrong, legally, ethically, morally, that they would do that. That this is the kind of acid that you pour on our system of government that will eventually destroy it, which is why these people are going to have to be held accountable. So let's go back. We're talking about December 9, 2016. I know, it seems like ancient history, right? That's the day that the Washington Post, that's the day that James Comey said, no, we will not sign off on the brief. They had the meeting in the Oval Office, and that's when they decided that we're going to start leaking to the media, to the cabal, about we think Russia interfered with the election in an attempt to get Donald Trump elected. Trying to what? Destroy the credibility of the election. But, interestingly, on the day that they leaked to the Washington Post and others, I'm just picking on the Washington Post, one of Obama's top operatives had already set the media wheels in motion. There was a breakfast that morning hosted by the Christian Science Monitor. It was attended by Washington's top political and national security reporters, and Monaco, this person who was part of the national security team, the White House Homeland Security Advisor, publicly disclosed that Obama had ordered an intelligence assessment into Russia's role in the election. C-SPAN covered that breakfast.
We'll act to protect our interests as well as impose costs, given that the intelligence community publicly said on October 7th that it was confident that the Russians had tried to interfere in the election. How has the U.S. government sought to impose costs on the Russians? And secondly, as you know, there's continued interest in Congress in investigating this more. 7 Democratic senators wrote the president last week asking for you to declassify more information about what you know about what the Russians were doing. Are you going to be able to share publicly more information about what happened during this election?
So this is at the breakfast, the Christian Science Monitor. This is a reporter for the Washington Post. The next voice you will hear will be Monaco, the White House Homeland Security Advisor, answering that question.
So in that piece, the Intelligence Committee is looking at that. That's going to be first and foremost a determination that is made by the intelligence community, as it was in terms of the first statement was made that in October, because you want to do so very attentive to not disclosing sources and methods that may impede our ability to identify and attribute malicious actors in the future. What I would also say on this, though, the president has directed the intelligence community to conduct a full review of what happened during the 2016 election process. It is, and to capture lessons learned from that and to report to a range of stakeholders, to include the Congress. This is consistent with the work that we did over the summer.
She knew what they were going to do that afternoon. So now you get this rushed intelligence community assessment. It's called the ICA. Publicly released on January 6, 2016. Now, just as a parenthetical, the current director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, had recently conducted his own review of the intelligence community assessment from that time period, which was largely authored by John Brennan, and the current CIA director concluded that Brennan likely committed perjury in comparison to his sworn statements about whether they actually relied on the Steele dossier or not. So Comey And the DNI at the time, James Clapper, then traveled to Trump Tower in Manhattan that afternoon. No time to waste. So they could warn Trump about Russian operatives and Russian propaganda, Russian intelligence, Russian evidence, which include the, remember the P-tape? All of which they were warning Trump about that they had from this Steele dossier. Now, remember, Comey had already used the dossier to get the FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign earlier in 2016 and then again in 2017. That was the Crossfire Hurricane operation. So they knew at the time that the Steele dossier had been funded by the Clinton campaign, funded by the Democrat National Committee. They knew that it was false. They knew why it was. And they deliberately, think about this. This is how stupid this was, but also shows you how the cabal works. They released the dossier to the Post. Then they reported, oh, look, we have intel. The Washington Post found this, and look, oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. Comey later bragged to Nicole Wallace about how exactly this dirty deed went down. Nicole Wallace, who used to work in the Bush White House, left. She was married to a guy that worked for me. Nicole Wallace was as bat crap crazy then as she is now. But the fact that they were so blatant in doing this is mind-boggling, not in the sense that they were doing it, because nothing surprises me anymore. What's mind-boggling is how my whole definition of the cabal and how it works together to support these narratives. When you go back, which you're going to hear after the break, Comey bragging to Nicole Wallace about how the deed was done? Wow. Hang tight, you'll hear that next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket Bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
People to find when they're searching for the keywords that we use in our titles, for example, it comes up higher in the list. It's like a Google search. So you search for The Situation with Michael Brown, hit subscribe, leave the 5-star review. That will download for your podcast app all 5 days of the weekday program plus this weekend program. And speaking of the weekday program, if you like what we do on the weekend, then you should listen during the week. And you can do that either on your iHeart app or you can do it live. But what you search for, I'm on air from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, on a station 630 KHOW, 630 KHOW, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. So if you like the weekend, I think you'll like the weekday too. So we're talking about Tulsi Gabbard and her declassification of these records. And I was scrolling through the text messages, and I hope you're right. I worry about it. But I hope you're right. Goober number 8956 wrote, I literally pray that our Department of Justice and Republicans grow a set of cojones and take the correct action against all involved, especially Obama. Hell, the Biden DOJ and the Dems try to ruin President Trump and send him to prison for made-up garbage charges. Yeah, exactly. I think Trump's known all along that it would eventually come out. I think that's how he survived everything that took place during the 4 years that Biden was in the White House. All of the lawfare, the charges against him down in Florida on the classified documents case, the January 6th case against him in D.C., we get so caught up in everything going on right now that we forget that during that 4 years, he was still battling all of this political garbage. And he survived it. Then I want you to think about, you know, my use of the term cabal, because here's exactly how it worked. In fact, Susan Rice, the day of that meeting in the White House, back in December 9, 2016, Susan Rice wrote an email to herself, CYA, right? Because it essentially said, here's what we discussed today. The president told us to go back and conduct an investigation, meaning go back and create the narrative, but go back and conduct an investigation and conduct the investigation, quote, by the book. I would ask, whose book? Mad Magazine? Because remember I Spy in Mad Magazine? That's kind of what they were doing. They were creating their own narrative, creating their own intelligence, leaking it to the cabal, and then reporting on the cabal as, oh, that's the intel. Look, they found it for us. Good grief. And then they had the audacity to take the train up to New York, visit Trump in Trump Tower, and warn him about, Mr. President-elect, we've got all of this information that's going to come out because the Russians interfered. They've got you in a hotel room in Moscow with a bunch of prostitutes and urinating on the bed and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was just disgusting. And then Comey had the audacity to go on MSNBC and brag to Nicole Wallace about how they actually did this.
We came up January the 6th, a Friday, to brief the president-elect and his incoming team. The day before, we had been in the Oval Office with President Obama and his senior team. It was our returning on an assignment he gave us right after the election, which is put together everything we know, the United States intelligence community, about what the Russians did, what their goals were, what their tools were, everything we know, so that I...
You mean everything you can make up so that you can...
What their tools were, everything we know, so that I, the President of the United States, can figure out what to do, and so I can equip the next president to protect the country. And so that work was done really almost all in December, finished the first week of January, and we went to brief him. And General Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, briefed President Obama and Vice President Biden and laid it all out. They had three goals. Their goals were to, overarching goal was to damage the American democracy, dirty up the shining city on the hill, second, hurt Hillary Clinton, who Putin hated, and third, help Donald Trump.
Well, the Department of Justice and the FBI are, according to publicly available reports, conducting a grand conspiracy investigation dating back to 2016. Now, of course, you may remember that the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, was the lead aide on the House Intelligence Committee, working for then Congressman and Chairman Devin Nunes, and is the one who blew the lid off Russiagate. So he knows these details all too well. Remember when the report was released detailing that, hey, this is not how it occurred? It was all made up, and they accused Kash Patel of being a liar? Oh, it was, again, the cabal at work. Deputy Director of the FBI Dan Bongino, former talk show host, also wrote a book on the matter called Spygate, who outlined what he believed based on everything that he had read from the House Intelligence Committee about how this was another Watergate, except it was about spying. Gabbard said this: "This betrayal concerns every American. The integrity of our democratic republic demands that every person involved be investigated and brought to justice to prevent this from happening again. I am providing all documents to the Department of Justice to deliver the accountability that President Trump, his family, and the American people deserve." Now the question is, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, you will now have all the documents. We need to get, and who's the U.S. attorney right now for the District of Columbia? Oh, yeah, Judge Jeanine. Yes. So they need to convene, get all the documents, review them, conduct the investigation, convene a grand jury, get it to the grand jury in D.C., let Judge Jeanine prosecute the case. Maybe the attorney general will do it herself. I don't know. But hold them accountable. If Trump wants to really seal his position in history, yes, look over your shoulder that everything that's happened since January 20th, that alone, plus just the election back on November 5th, that alone is all historical. This will be earth-shattering historical. They do need to deliver. And I think now you understand why they were all so opposed to Tulsi Gabbard, because she was saying that she was going to dig into it and that she would declassify things. Now, think about the declassification itself, because declassifying documents always runs a risk that you might expose intel methods and methodologies or actual assets. None of that's happened here. None of it. The conspirators were all American. Well, except for what's-his-name that did the Steele dossier, who was a British guy. They're all American. And they were all Americans in high positions of authority. That's where the accountability must be had. And I think they will. I truly believe they will. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is open, as always, on your message app. The number is 33103. Use the keyword MicroMichael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As always, I want to thank everybody who tunes in for the Weekend with Michael Brown. I really do appreciate this audience. I appreciate you following me on social media, telling your friends and family about the program, listening to us during the weekday. I just, I'm really honored that all of you take time out to listen. So let's go back to California to close the program out. It is amazing to me. We've got Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers being shot, attacked. We've got, you know, all of the cabals beginning to react that, oh my gosh, we can't have all of this stuff. Well, you may have heard this story. KTLA, the local Fox affiliate in Los Angeles, reports that a South Los Angeles mother is accused of faking an immigration kidnapping.
Now at 4, a South L.A. woman accused of staging a fake immigration kidnapping is now facing federal criminal charges. Good afternoon. This is the KTLA 5 News at 4. I'm John Finolio. She allegedly claimed she was being held in a facility near the border, but the Department of Homeland Security says they found her at a mall in Bakersfield. KTLA Sarah Welch joins us from South L.A. with the story. Sarah.
Hey, John, good afternoon. The Department of Homeland Security says Julie Calderon made this whole story up, that it was a hoax, that she blamed federal agents while stoking fear in the community.
Free Julie now!
Back on June 30th, family and friends of Julie Calderon claimed she was kidnapped in this Jack in the Box parking lot off Alameda in South L.A. by federal agents or people working with them.
Ununiformed men in unmarked cars kidnapped Julie.
But the U.S. Attorney's Office says that was a lie. In its criminal complaint, they say these are photos of Calderon, a citizen of Mexico, on June 25th, parking her Toyota in the fast food parking lot, getting out and then walking across the street to get into another vehicle at this gas station and later driving away. Days went by, and the family set up a GoFundMe to help find her, and they also filed a missing persons case with LAPD.
She was taken straight from here
to the border and pressure to sign self-deportation paperwork.
Calderon claims she used another person's cell phone to say she was taken to a warehouse at an unknown location. But federal investigators say that was also a lie. And when we asked LAPD, all they would tell us is that they had closed the missing persons investigation. Federal investigators say Calderon was never in federal custody. And on July 4th, they located her with this woman at a parking lot in Bakersfield. Investigators say she stuck to her story. She'd been kidnapped. And these are photos investigators say Calderon created to make it appear as if she was in custody and being mistreated. But the U.S. Attorney's Office says she orchestrated the phony kidnapping to generate public sympathy and solicit donations. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office released this statement saying dangerous rhetoric that ICE agents are kidnapping illegal immigrants is being recklessly peddled by politicians and echoed in the media to inflame the public and discredit our courageous federal agents. He went on to say, in terms of this case, all those involved will face the full consequences of their conduct under federal law. Now, Calderon has lived in L.A. for more than 20 years. She's charged with conspiracy and making false statements to federal agents. So far, no one else has been charged in this case, but the U.S. Attorney's Office says this case is ongoing. We did reach out to Calderon's family and the family attorney, but we haven't heard back yet.
And you're not going to. Your reality just fails to support the progressive narrative. But, you know, the oppressed can always fall back on their favorite tactic, which is hoax. Now, the family held that news conference at which they claimed that she had been abducted from a downtown L.A. fast food parking lot, driven to the border, and told her she needs to self-deport. Then her daughter launched a GoFundMe campaign. Now, they managed to find the undocumented Democrat down in Bakersfield. Now, according to the U.S. attorney, the hoax was a well-orchestrated conspiracy. Now, at the news conference, the conspirators claimed that the mother of three, and an activist, by the way, presented with self-deportation paperwork, and after refusing to sign, was moved to that warehouse at an undisclosed location where she was denied food. Oh, it gets worse and worse and worse, right? The lengths to which they will go is simply amazing.
Now, a migrant in California is charged with staging a fake kidnapping and blaming federal agents or people working with them. Correspondent Matt Finn reporting live on this from L.A. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Martha. This woman is here illegally, a Mexican national. She goes by Julie Calderon, and the feds say she's being charged with lying to police and conspiracy for this elaborate hoax that they believe was meant to incite even more tension and also possibly make some money. Federal investigators say a key piece of evidence, photo.
You got to give her credit, right? I mean, it's dumb, but hey, make some money on it, too.
Calderon and her co-conspirators had pictures ready, staged to make it look like she was in custody with a dirty face, even removing her shoelaces. But the feds say there's at least one glaring error, because she would have been asked to take off the necklace in an official federal photo. The U.S. government says surveillance video helped them crack the case. The feds say this woman lied about being kidnapped by federal agents at a jack-in-the-box here in L.A., taken to San Ysidro to the south, and asked to self-deport, but she refused, so she was held in a warehouse. But the feds say they caught her roaming free in the Bakersfield area, hundreds of miles north. This scheme went to extremes. A filed police report, a GoFundMe, even a press conference announcing her disappearance.
So in this very parking lot a week ago, ununiformed men in unmarked cars kidnapped Julie. And with her courage and her strength, even though we don't know where Julie is, and we don't know when we will find her, Julie has managed to make two phone calls to the family since she's been kidnapped.
The Department of Justice says Calderon was indeed using her iPhone during her alleged disappearance, which helped them locate her. She faces a maximum of 10 years if convicted. The U.S. attorney here in L.A. says, quote, dangerous rhetoric that ICE agents are kidnapping illegal migrants is being recklessly peddled by politicians and echoed in the media to inflame the public and discredit our courageous federal agents. We do have calls into that attorney who you saw in that video who is representing this woman. And also, there are also co-conspirators listed throughout this federal complaint, so we expect there may be more people charged here.
Incredible. Thank you very much, Matt Finn.
I don't know why, but I just find this story hilarious. So she wants to raise money on it. She's, you know, kidnapped and denied food. She's actually driven down to the border and, you know, literally almost shoved across the border. Here, sign these papers, we're going to shove you across the bridge. And then she forgets, oh, my cell phone is pinging my location. Probably a free phone at that. My phone is pinging my location. And let's take a photograph. But, oh, I forgot to take off my jewelry. This is another example. I wonder what Gavin Newsom has to say about this one. Because remember, Gavin Newsom and all the California Democrats are screaming about how awful it is and inhumane and everything else. It's just another hate hoax. It's just another example of everything that you can do. And you know what the purpose of this is? To garner and generate sympathy to get Trump and the administration and ICE and Homeland Security to start backing off from deporting illegal aliens. The very thing that I think won Trump the election, they now want to garner sympathy to get it stopped. Good luck with that. I don't think it's going to happen. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining The Weekend with Michael Brown. Have a great weekend, and guess what? I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The best moments in life weren't meant to sit in a box, gathering dust in the attic or stuck on outdated tapes. They're meant to be seen, heard, and shared again and again.
Oh, look how little you were.
That's why Legacy Box exists, to help you preserve and relive your family's history. Imagine being able to text a video of your grandparents to your kids or share a childhood memory with your siblings in seconds.
Wow, I haven't seen this in years.
Legacy Box makes it that easy. Just fill your Legacy Box with all your analog media. Send it to our headquarters in Tennessee, where we digitize everything by hand. And in just a few weeks, we'll send back your originals, digitized, preserved, and stored in the cloud, so you can easily stream, download, and share your memories anytime, anywhere. Join the millions of families that have trusted Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.